Hello and welcome, my dear boys and girls, to a brand new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are listening to the adventures of your favorite character, Draco the Friendly Dragon, together with new characters in this season, Ayan, Alina, Samir, together with their uncle Kabir. I hope you remember what happened in the previous episode. The children had entered the cave of learning and Ayan had encountered the magic Draga tree spirit who had informed him what he must do to find and revive Draco. The children were now focused on this one key mission to ensure that they managed to revive the sleeping dragon. Over the next few days, Samir busied himself in the library, poring over Inu's journals and trying to find the secret recipe to the antidote required for Draco. He was sure it was hidden somewhere in her journal and it was up to him to find it and translate it so that they could wake Draco up successfully. Ayan, meanwhile, focused on studying the maps of the region and exploring the jungle. Because the magic Draga tree spirit had shown the route to him in his mind, it was important for him to convert it into a proper map that could be shared with the others as well. Ayan was a whiz at computers and was able to piece together a workable route using maps and satellite images, and he shared it with everyone. Alina, in the meanwhile, focused on honing her magical abilities. She knew that she was far better than the two boys at mastering spells and wanted to be doubly sure of everything she had learned so that she could protect their group when they set off on their adventure. She was also experimenting with combining and creating some of her own spells. So far, her favorite was one where she could divide her body into two parts and send them to different locations. The first time she had tried it, she had ended up with a terrible tummy ache. But with practice, she had gotten better at it. While the children studied and practiced and prepared for the upcoming mission, Uncle Kabir played his own part and ensured that the castle was well protected against any attacks or intruders. He also ensured that the magical enchantments all around them in the woods was made stronger to ensure that nobody could attack the space in their absence. He, of course, also oversaw everything that the three children did, although they were each becoming masters in their specialized fields quite quickly. That night, as they sat down for dinner, the conversation was muted. It had already been a week since their visit to the Cave of Learning and the children had been working very hard. Alina had become adept at spells while Ayan had managed to create the entire physical map leading to Draco in the forest. They were all waiting for Samir. As soon as Samir found the secret antidote formula and prepared it, they would leave on their quest to find and revive Draco. But the problem was, he had finished reading all of Inu's journals but still not managed to break the code to some of them. And he was sure that the antidote was definitely protected in a coded message in one of the journals. Ayan had tried helping him with code breaking as well, but this was related purely to chemical formulae, which was Samir's specialty and not Ayan's. Samir felt that he was letting all the others down by not finishing his task properly. And so, the poor boy sat at the dinner table with his nose still buried in a journal while the others tried to cheer him up. Alina suddenly had an idea of putting on some music and dancing because all the kids enjoyed it. She flicked her hands and a beautiful gramophone player appeared floating in the air. She flicked her hand yet again and it started to play a lively tune, which made the whole group start tapping their feet and brought a smile to their faces. As the music picked up speed, all of them became happier and livelier and more cheerful and started bobbing their heads to the beat and eventually dancing. Even Uncle Kabir hopped about on his good leg and started dancing. The three children held hands and formed a circle, twirling round and round as the music became faster and faster, until suddenly, without a warning, Sameer cried out loud and left Alina's and Ayan's hands and rushed back to the table. Ayan and Alina were taken completely by surprise and almost crashed into some furniture, recovering their balance just in time. They turned towards Sameer, irritated and ready to demand an explanation. But when they looked at him, they realized why Sameer had reacted that way. One of Enu's coded journals lay on the table, but the text was no longer lying flat on its pages. The alphabets were jumping and flipping and forming patterns on the surface of the page, rearranging themselves to reveal whole new words, sentences, and formulae. They seemed to be moving to the rhythm of the music. The faster the music, the faster the alphabets rearranged themselves. Enu must have enchanted the ink to form a special code which reacted to music and made it possible to read what she had written down. This meant that now they knew how to decode and read Enu's secret journals, which were likely to have the information about the antidote. All of them got excited and immediately went to work. The children and Uncle Kabir moved to the library, where Alina conjured up music again, and they opened up all the journals that Enu had written in code and started reading them once the letters reacted to the music and formed legible text. It took them the entire night and the entire next day to go through all the coded journals. But by the next evening, Sameer finally found something that he thought was likely to be the antidote formula. After reading and checking it a few times, he showed it to Uncle Kabir as well, who confirmed that this was most likely to be the hidden formula for reviving Draco. Sameer immediately went to work recreating the potent formula which would help to protect Draco from the poison from his mother's claw. He made Uncle Kabir and the other kids fetch various ingredients that the secret antidote needed: frog's eggs, vinegar, spider webs, apple seeds, grains of sand, bird's eye chili, lizard's tail, rock salt, and many, many more. Finally, after a whole day of intense boiling, cooling, reheating, evaporating, distilling, and solidifying, the final recipe was ready. It came out to be a fine white powder that had to be stored in an airtight container. As soon as it came in contact with air, it would turn into gas. And to save Draco, the dragon would have to sniff it with his very first breath as soon as he opened his eyes. Sameer was a careful child and decided to make several vials of the antidote. They would not be able to make it in the forest once they started on their journey. And therefore, he filled 4 airtight glass vials with the secret white powder and distributed one each among all of them, so that they had a better chance of ensuring that they reached Draco with the antidote safely. The children and Uncle Kabir all went to sleep excited about the next day, when they would finally set off on their quest to find Draco. Who knew what adventures lay ahead of them? And this is where today's episode ends, children. I really hope that you are enjoying the adventures of Draco and the children so far. Do let me know what you think and send me a voice message or email. I would be thrilled to hear from you. I'll see you next time. with more adventures and a brand new episode. Until then, take care, be brave, and bye-bye.